This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got to call out something that's going on behind the scenes. And I know that this is weird. Tiak, is there anybody listening who lives without a microwave? Please text in to 303-222-5423. What kind of person decides they don't need a microwave?
I mean, it's gotten to the point where houses are built in with like the hole in the wall for the microwave.
Yeah. No, it just comes with the house.
Yeah.
There's almost no house that doesn't come with the... And you know what the weird thing is?
But there's just like a specific section for it.
The microwave.
What?
The microwave at your knees.
Oh, I love those.
What? Who's that for? If you have kids, is that what that's for?
Listen.
Why is the microwave... Oh, I get your short. It's like, it's not... In every house, it's not 6 foot tall. I'm not exactly a giant.
I'm tired of climbing on the counter to get to the microwave.
You do not have to climb... Like the... In no house do you have to climb on the counter to get to the microwave. Do not exaggerate. You're 5'4"?
That's so nice.
You are?
No.
Oh, 5'2"?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I gotta stand next to you. Are you really?
Yeah.
Do you really have to climb up on the counter?
No, she doesn't.
You're like it's the mice in Cinderella or something.
This is a really weird thing. I know I've talked about this before. We're gonna get back to Tiak and his microwave weirdness in a second. I don't know how tall I am. Like, I don't think TX taller than me. I don't think my buddy Josh is taller than me. I don't think Chad is taller than me. I don't think any of these people are taller than
All of those people are taller than you.
Way taller than me, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, we're friends. Easy, TX. I saw him go like, wait, what? He mentioned me in the group.
Oh, my buddy TX? It could be my name.
But do you, like, are you that way? Do you think of me as shorter than you?
No, I don't.
Be honest. No, I won't hurt my feelings. I swear to God.
I honestly don't because I don't know if this is a guy thing or not because I have friends that are all way taller than me. Like
You're
groups
just
of friends. Yeah, we're just friends. And then I have.
You don't ever go like, oh, like, what's the name of your dude who was just out here for the bachelor party? He had to be taller than you. He was a basketball dude.
Oh, Cliff. Yeah.
He's tall as hell.
Like 6'6",
right?
At least. Yeah.
But like, you when you think of Cliff, you're equals.
He's better than me in a lot of ways. But
no, but you still don't think of him as like. I don't know how
I don't
to
think of him
it.
As taller. No, that's just Cliff. And I don't think of me being the short friend and he's not the tall friend. It's just we're friends. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There's 20 tangents that I'm about to take the show on. Like what? Like Kip Winger, one of my favorite rock stars of all time from Denver, whatever. He's a rock god. I mean, he's up there. He's the lead singer, bass player, Winger. And then I met him. I'm like, hello, little boy. What are you doing here? Like, hi. You
really?
Want to let me boost you up here? Come here. Like, he's little, and I was just like, what? He was one of the first people that I was ever like, whoa, we're not on the same level.
Okay.
But when it comes to, like, my friends, we're all on the same level.
Like, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, do you have a short friend? If I said, who's your short friend, does anybody pop in?
It's probably me. Like, I'm the weird one.
Yeah, I don't think I have a short friend either. I think it means it's me. If you don't have one, it's you.
Right. Okay. If you don't know who the sucker at the poker table is, it's you.
Yeah.
This was all supposed to be about microwaves, but I'm going to circle back to what I was starting to say. Being out here on the dating scene, and I used to like was on the apps for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Like I put my height range and I think I was wrong. Like I need to stand next to you. Like I didn't go as short as 5'2", but I don't think 5'2 is bad, but I put as high as 5'7" and I think 5'7" is bad because then they're too tall if they put heels on. Cause I'm like 5'9", 5'10". I was 5'10". Not anymore.
Well, you might be. With your
the chiropractor has made me like, I think I'm back to 5'9 and a half.
Nice.
But I was 5'10 at one point before the airplane door hit me.
Yeah, lower the range. Mm-hmm.
The microwave range?
No, the height range.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to put it down to like 4.1. Okay. I'm not on the apps anymore. Okay, back to the microwave. Remember when we had a talking to about keeping the show on track?
Yeah, it's going well.
Anyway, here's the point. Tiak thinks he can get rid of his microwave.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a little bit. My wife grew up not a microwave family at all. I grew up a very big microwave.
Did she grow up a family like that didn't have like Netflix and all the streaming services too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did because they didn't exist. But now they do and they're awesome.
Yeah, but the microwaves existed, but they were not a TV family, if you want to get into that.
Right.
There was not one in the living room.
You can't start to embrace some technology and not embrace it all. The microwave is here and it's not going anywhere, so stop it. You can't get rid of it.
No, but because we don't use it all that much. Now that we have air fryers, that's the newest one, is the air fryer.
Air fryer's dope.
And she really only used it to, when we had baby bottles, you'd have to microwave the water to put the baby bottle in. Mm-hmm. We don't do that
unless
anymore.
Unless you're a heathen and want to wait 10 minutes for the water to boil on a stove.
There's kettles, that do it relatively quickly.
Fast. Still like two or 3 minutes.
But we're past that stage. And she would like reheat her coffee sometimes, but now she has a little coffee warmer plate thing that she uses. She's kind of like, we don't need the microwave, and I don't really use it for that much that I think. So I've told you this before. My wife had a Hello Kitty microwave in college. She bought a pink Hello Kitty. It was the most Hello Kitty thing you could see. Yep. When she was done with college, she moved back. She gave it to her parents, and her parents said, great, now we have a microwave. And they used that pink Hello Kitty microwave. They moved it to Oregon with them. They moved with it and installed it
in kitchens. They still have it. They're able-bodied humans who make money, and they have a Hello Kitty.
Yeah, because they just don't really microwave stuff. So they're like, okay.
Okay, so my point is this. One, I want people to text in and tell Tiak he's an idiot, because microwave living is living. And two, the real reason I bring it up is you mentioned Erin bought you a present recently. She bought you King's Hawaiian Roll little pretzel bites.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you had them.
I did, yeah.
And your wife brought them to you because that's what happens in your household. You just sit around like a lazy piece of hell with weaponized incompetence.
She asked me if I wanted some. I said yes, and she brought them to me.
And what were they?
I think they were microwaved. I think they were microwaved.
They were warm.
Mm-hmm. They were warm, yeah.
And how long between when she asked you and when she brought them to you? Was it 5 minutes?
No.
Was it 30 seconds?
Closer to 30 seconds.
So then she microwaved them.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
How are you gonna keep it? You got me there. Are you going to live without a microwave?
I don't know. I do eat a lot of pretzels. A lot of soft pretzel microwaving going on. That's the one.
Do you really think you can do it?
I really do, yeah. The kids, I don't know, because the kids, sometimes we gotta nuke their food or whatever, or if sometimes we get takeout and you gotta nuke it a little bit to.
Yeah, the other day you were talking about how you went to the place with the cinnamon butter, and
Roadhouse.
I forgot which one it was.
Yeah. How dare you?
And you left the leftovers there. What would you do with the leftovers?
I'd probably put them in an air fryer.
Oh,
to be honest,
right.
Yeah, you're right. Dump the microwave.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.